Hey there, Stoic Explorers. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly guide through the sometimes chaotic world of life, with a dash of ancient wisdom thrown in for good measure. Today, we're diving into something deeply personal, how to develop a healthy attachment style. Ever feel like you're stuck on a roller coaster of emotions in relationships? You know that feeling when one minute you're on top of the world, and the next you're plummeting down a dark tunnel? Well, your attachment style might be playing a part. It's not about being clingy or independent, but rather understanding how we naturally approach connection and vulnerability, stuff that shapes our experiences with love, friendships, and even work relationships. Think of it like this. Your attachment style is your emotional blueprint, the framework you use to navigate closeness and distance in relationships. We're not born with these blueprints set in stone, though. They're shaped by our early childhood experiences, how we were treated, and the patterns we observed around us. So, how do we build a healthier attachment style? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that can help you become more secure, connected, and resilient. 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. The first step to building a healthy attachment style is understanding your own patterns. Are you constantly seeking reassurance? Do you struggle with letting go or fearing abandonment? Recognizing these tendencies is crucial. Take some time to reflect on your past relationships. What themes keep popping up? What triggers your emotional responses? 2. Embrace vulnerability. This one's a biggie, folks. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about understanding and managing them. Healthy attachments require vulnerability, the willingness to open yourself up and let others see your true self. It's scary, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Remember, vulnerability doesn't mean weakness. It's a sign of strength and courage. 3. Communicate with clarity. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages in relationships? Communication is key to building a strong foundation. Learn to express your needs and boundaries clearly and respectfully. And don't forget to actively listen to your partner, really hear what they're saying, both verbally and nonverbally. 4. Practice trust. Trust is the glue that holds relationships together. It takes time and consistent effort to build, but it's essential for a healthy attachment. Start by being trustworthy yourself, keep your promises, be reliable, and follow through on your commitments. Then, gradually allow yourself to trust your partner more deeply over time. 5. Seek support when you need it. We're not meant to navigate life alone. If you're struggling with your attachment style or relationship challenges, don't hesitate to seek support from a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance, tools, and strategies to help you build stronger, healthier connections. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant architect who always puts work first. In relationships, she tends to pull away when things get too close, fearing vulnerability and commitment. Sound familiar? Maybe you're like Sarah, always trying to keep your emotions in check, afraid of being hurt or letting people down. But here is the thing. By practicing self-awareness, embracing vulnerability, and communicating openly with her partners, Sarah can begin to break free from these patterns and build deeper, more fulfilling relationships. Now, let's recap the key takeaways from today's Stoic Wisdom session. Understand your attachment style, embrace vulnerability, communicate clearly, practice trust, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Remember, building healthy attachments takes time, effort, and a willingness to grow. But the rewards, a sense of connection, belonging, and love are well worth the journey. So, Stoic Explorers, go out there and build those awesome relationships. Share this episode with your friends, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. I'm always here for you, offering guidance, support, and a good dose of humor along the way. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep exploring the fascinating world of Stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.